All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And then, folks, there was one game left in the college basketball season to decide the Division I champion. Will it be the Wisconsin Badgers or will it be the Duke Blue Devils? Now, coming into the NCAA tournament, I had both Wisconsin and Duke being Final Four teams, but I had the Kentucky Wildcats taking it all. And you have to give a ton of credit to the Wisconsin Badgers for their resiliency. Of course, they lost by 1 point last year in the national semifinal to the Kentucky Wildcats. And, you know, they use it as motivation all year long, and they were hopeful that they can get the shot to get Kentucky again. The Badgers were trying to downplay the fact that it was revenge, but I guarantee you, when the Badgers walked off of that court in Arlington, Texas last year, and they were able to get the opportunity to come back against the Kentucky Wildcats team, which for the most part was the same club from last season, Wisconsin really zoned in, and they were able to knock off the previously undefeated Wildcats. Now you have Wisconsin going up against the Duke Blue Devils, two number one seeds for the national championship tomorrow night in Indianapolis. And I think this is going to be a doozy. You look at two skilled big men. You have Frank Kaminsky, the national player of the year for the Wisconsin Badgers. He went for 20-11 last night against Kentucky. Of course, he has help on that front line with Sam Decker and Nigel Hayes. And of course, John Gasser and Trayvon Jackson coming off of the bench in that Wisconsin backcourt. And then you look for the Duke Blue Devils, and it's a good blend of youth and veteran experience. Of course, you have Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow in the Blue Devils front court, and of course, Quinn Cook in the backcourt. And of course, Duke was able to take it to an undersized Michigan State Spartans team yesterday as they won 81-61. I think one of the keys for this game, make no mistake about it, it's going to be the big men. You look at Jahlil Okafor going up against Frank Kaminsky. Now, with Kaminsky, he can score back with his back to the basket. He can also take his opponent outside and really stretch what the defense wants to do. I think what Wisconsin has to do is go to Kaminsky early and often, trying to get Okafor in foul trouble. Now, at the same time, Okafor is a big body, and he is going to pound and pound and pound away at Kaminsky in the low post. Now, you look at the game against Michigan State, and the Spartans, you know, they had a conscious effort to try to take Okafor away. Every time he got the ball early, he was doubled. He was able to pass out of that and find players such as Winslow and Cook. And I think that is something, if Bo Ryan wants to double down on Okafor, that it's going to open up things for the shooters around this Duke Blue Devils team. Now, Duke did not shoot phenomenally from the three-point line in their victory over Michigan State. They were only 2 of 10, and I think the Devils are going to shoot a little bit better from downtown in this game. Now, Wisconsin, on the flip side, they hit 7 of 17 for three-point land against Kentucky, and if there's one thing about Wisconsin, they can get it going from deep. Kaminsky himself only hit 1 three-point shot in the national semifinal victory over Kentucky. And if he gets going from the outside, look out. Another guy that you have to look for from getting going as far as downtown, the land of downtown goes, you look at Sam Decker, because he is another guy that can stretch an opposing defense. You have two of the best coaches right now in the game of college basketball. Of course, Mike Krzyzewski for Duke, and of course, Bo Ryan for the University of Wisconsin. I think this is going to be a tremendous game. If Duke tries to come out there and start the game like at a fast-paced track meet, Wisconsin cannot get lost in that type of game. Wisconsin is a very half-court oriented team. They love to slow things down, and you know they can bore you from time to time if you're a casual fan, but I tell you, they play tremendous fundamental basketball, and they are fun to watch. I think this is going to be a tremendous championship game, but I'm going to take the Duke Blue Devils in this one by the score of 77-73. I simply cannot go against Mike Krzyzewski in Indianapolis. Two of his four national championships have come in Indy. Of course, one in 1991 at the old Hoosier Dome when Duke knocked off Kansas, and of course, in 2010 at Lucas Oil Stadium when Duke got past the Butler Bulldogs. So at this point, I think the Duke Blue Devils are going to be your 2015 NCAA National Champions. Folks, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check me out next Monday night. That's April the 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast on blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page that we have at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.